Death Comes to Dartmoor by Stephanie Austin. Read by Jilly Bond. To Katie and Phil. Chapter 1. I left Ashburton at the fag end of a long hot summer. There were no murders in my absence. During the 10 days I was away, there were certainly some interesting goings on, but no suspicious deaths. According to some of my more uncharitable friends, this was simply because I wasn't there. It was even suggested that it might be safer for the residents of Ashburton if I stayed away permanently. I think this is unkind. It's not my fault I'm good at finding dead bodies. And, as it turned out, whatever strange power arranges these things was merely saving them up until I got home. When you run two businesses, even taking a short holiday is not an easy thing to contrive. I had to time it carefully. The shop wasn't a problem. Sophie and Pat have looked after Old Nick's on a daily basis ever since it opened, and with the tourist season tailing off at the start of the new autumn term, it was unlikely that a shop selling art, crafts, antiques and second-hand books was going